Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, February 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment is brought to you by Royal Tire. Eric Frisky and the guys over there in Petoskey, 402 West Mitchell Street, are willing to give you a free complimentary spring break inspection. Absolutely free. Just call them ahead of time if you'd like to schedule an appointment. Their number 231-347-1001-1001. Give them a call, schedule an appointment, bring your vehicle in. They're going to look at your battery, your alternator, because of this winter temperatures we've been through already. They're saying colder temperatures are coming. But most importantly, your tires, your brakes, your suspension, everything that your vehicle needs to be looked at before you get into the summer mode. Amperage, the drawing of the amps on the battery for startup. Well, it's been challenged. Some people have had to have their batteries jumped. While heading into the hot summer, they're talking about predicting you're going to need air conditioning. And that's a big pull on your electrical system as well. So give them a call, 231-347-1001. Schedule an appointment, free, complimentary. Just come on in and get to meet the boys, Eric, and they'll get to know your vehicle and tell you everything you need to know about it. No cost, absolutely free. I'd like to conduct an unscientific poll right now. Text me at 231-360-5140. If you were a precinct delegate attending your county conventions a week from tonight, next Thursday, February 15th at 7 o'clock, and you were elected to go to Detroit, join us down there in Detroit on March 2nd to attend the Michigan Republican Party's caucus convention, who would you vote for to be RNC man? Two candidates running. One is the current RNC committee man, Dr. Rob Steele. You heard him on the show yesterday. If you'd be voting for Steele, text me an S. And you just heard Pastor Ralph Rebant, who ran for governor, he's challenging Dr. Steele. Text me an R for Rebant. This is going to be unscientific. I'm going to conduct this poll through this last half hour of hour number two. And when we get back at 11:07, I'll announce the results. I'm not going to open your text messages, and I don't want any expansion or explanation as to why you're voting. I just want a letter, S for Steele, R for Rebant. That's it. Don't give me any other additional information. I'm going to leave these as unread text messages in my phone because it adds them up for me. And if you put other garbage in there besides an R or an S, it won't fall into the category matching everybody else's responses. It's a technical thing on my cell phone. Sorry, that's just the way it is. But the number is 231-360-5140. If you were a precinct delegate, and you went to your county convention and got elected to go to the state caucus convention in Detroit on March 2nd, who would you cast your vote for? You're given a paper ballot. They run them through the tabulators. They add them up, and they have the results announced right there at the event. Text me an R for Rebant or an S for Steele, and then I'll announce the unscientific poll responses at 11:07 when we get back in the third hour. Now, there is one event I want to make you aware of. It's the annual 2024 Eastports Sportsmen's Banquet. I've attended these many times over the years. Tom Curtis, Karen Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing, John Haggard from Charlevoix, Haggard's Heating and Plumbing. Great event. It's held at the Shanty Creek Resort. Great food, lots of great prizes to drop your tickets into, potentially winning those when they draw the names out. Eastport Sportsman's Banquet is going to be this year, March 16th, at Shanty Creek Resort. And if you'd like more information, you can contact Ron. His phone number is 231-631-2353. Or you can reach out to Eastport Baptist Church. You can go to their website, find it on Google search, and you can find out more information about it. But it's going to be another great event. Unfortunately, I will not be able to attend this year. We have other plans that we will announce as we get closer to March, but just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of it. Now, I want to get back to Lansing, and I want to talk about this budget. I want to talk about this split house that we have. Right now, operating, 54 Republicans to 54 Democrats. Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, not willing to share power with Matt Hall, the Republican minority leader. Well, they were in chamber yesterday. The House saw bipartisan support, resulting in the passage of three bills. Woohoo! Democrats placed one of the House Republicans-approved bills actually up on the voting board. The bipartisan action seen yesterday is a far cry from what the Republicans would like to see happen. But finally, the Republicans took a stand and voted no on one of their own members' bills after not getting their other requested legislation on the agenda. What? You don't get the other bills that you want, so you're going to vote no on the one Republican bill they do actually put up on the board. House Republicans wanted eight bills that were promised as part of a deal struck back in exchange for Republican votes on Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan's land value tax legislation, which failed to get Democrat support back in October. The caucus said that despite the land value tax failure, its legislation should be taken up. Though they didn't get quite what they wanted, and Democrats did not advance any of those eight bills, they did put a bill on the board that Republicans should have supported. However, other bills weren't there, therefore they voted no on it. I just find this so interesting. My first question, why are they not willing to pass a Republican bill that they should have voted for just because they didn't get their way? Do they honestly think that this no vote on this one bill is going to get them to all of a sudden get their other eight bills on the agenda? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. This is just amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. And one other aspect of this that I don't understand is as they look at these other bills and they hope that the Democrats would consider them to be quote-unquote bipartisan. One of the bills, and this is interesting, Republican Dale Zorn, a bill exempting tow trucks, wreckers, and road service vehicles from seasonal weight restrictions known as frost laws. Pretty common sense, right? Well, that bill went through unanimously. 106-0. Two of the state reps, Robert Bazat of Howell and the openly gay state representative Noah Arbett from West Bloomfield, were not present. But before Zorn's bill was put up on the board, bipartisan support was obtained when State Representative Dave Preston's bill, House Bill 4613, along with a Democrat, John Fitzgerald's bill, House Bill 4614, would extend temporary licenses for medical first responders and emergency medical technicians from 120 days to a full year, giving them more time for testing. You see the way the sausage is being made here, folks? We'll bring up one Republican bill, which really, if you stop to think about it, exempting tow trucks, wreckers, and road service vehicles from frost laws, that doesn't affect anything when it comes to policy or agenda. It's a common sense approach to dealing with frost laws in the state of Michigan. In this other package of two bills, has to do with EMTs. Again, there's nothing there. There's nothing there regarding policy, agenda policy from the left or the right. Common sense, kind of bills that you would think would pass. Well, one of the bills was really interesting, the way it was brought up. Passed 105-1. State Representative Josh Shriver was the only no vote. Meanwhile, the Democrats' bill passed 100-6. Six House Freedom Caucus type members, Steve Cara, James DeSana, Neil Frisky, Matt Maddock, and Mark Tisdale, all voted no. Now, on these three bills being brought up, Minority Leader Matt Hall gave credit to his caucus for securing passage of the bills. This is what he had to say. Listen to this. Even though Democrats continue to reject our proposal for shared balance and openness in House committees and on the House floor, they're moving our way, and we are starting to get results. The speaker is realizing that when one small ball offer fails, he has to make a better offer. And we're putting the pressure on, and we're getting our bills passed. Really, Matt? You wanted eight. And you really, really, if you look at the bottom line, you got three very weak, innocuous bills passed. You're really not leading, Matt. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriots Relief, MyPillow.com. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. We're only going to have this unscientific poll going until the news break at the top of the hour. So you have roughly, I'm going to go with 12 minutes. We'll go a couple minutes into the news. Text me 231-360-5140. An R for Rebant, an S for Steel. If you were sent to Detroit on March 2nd to represent your county as a voting delegate, who would you vote for to be the RNC chair? Right now, I can't believe this, but it's tied. 38 text messages coming in, 19 with S, 19 with R. So if you'd like to weigh in on this unscientific poll, text me at 231-360-5140. Only an R or an S. Do not give me any explanations as to why. I don't care. I'm just looking for the letters. By doing it that way, it'll keep you in my phone as unread and gives me the number. So I can actually see the numbers without opening your text messages. I'm not going to open your text messages. I'm not going to look at them. But I just need an R or an S. It shows me unread messages, it shows me the numbers, and it does the counting for me in my phone. So greatly appreciate 231-360-5140. Text me an R or an S. And then I'll announce the outcome of the poll, the unscientific poll, at the top of the next hour. One of the things that's interesting, as we wrap up this last segment of hour number two, is the fact that there is civil wars going on within the Republican Party. The Democrats are completely in sync with each other. But the division within the Republican Party, in my opinion, is actually a good thing, and this is why. You have to do something different if you want different results. If you look at 2018, Bill Schuette getting his butt kicked. The year I left the Republican Party, Vicky and I started the Antrim County Conservative Union. When they ran the table on us with the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state, still having to deal with a Republican majority House and Senate. Then we had the presidential election of 2020. And you all know how I feel about the outcome of that, putting the current occupant in the Oval Office, who, by the way, is not my president. From day one, I said it on this microphone, Biden is not my president, will never be my president, and I totally disagree with everything he's done to this country. We had an opportunity in the midterm elections to change and go in a new direction. Did we do that? No. Under Ron Weiser's chairmanship of the Michigan Republican Party, Ronna Romney's leadership for the RNC, we got our butts kicked. We lost the courts. We lost the House. We lost the Senate. And Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson all got reelected. That was 22. This is 24. This is an opportunity for us to change the direction, change the messaging, reach out to the churches, reach out to the gun clubs. You deer hunters, I'm sorry, but this year you're going to vote. You're going to vote early. You're going to vote absentee. Vicky and I got our ballots in the mail yesterday. We're going to fill them out today, and we're taking them up to the clerk and turning them in person. Presidential election, we're going to vote today. Now, here's the thing. If we get people to vote early, absentee, deliver them by hand to your local clerks. Do not mail them. If your clerk's not in, ask for a receipt from whoever's working the counter. I want a receipt for turning in my ballot. It's that simple. You can ask for that. They can give it to you. Make sure it goes directly to your clerk. She's then, most of them female, are responsible for making sure that they get processed into the tabulators during the 9 days of early voting. Now you have to understand something. Early voting starts a week from Monday, folks, February the 19th. Yes, February the 19th, you can go and vote in person for the February 27th, Tuesday, election day, for the presidential primary. Why do you need to vote? Come on, Randy. You know Trump's going to win. Nikki Haley's dropping out after South Carolina, perhaps after Super Tuesday. Trump is going to be the nominee for the Republicans, and Biden is running unopposed on the Democrat side. Why bother to vote in the presidential primary? This is why we have to do it, folks. It's going to be tallied, and it's going to be put out there as to who won the state of Michigan in this presidential primary, Trump or Biden. If you don't get out and vote, Biden could very well win the presidential primary vote totals. Personally, I think the Democrats don't feel a need to get out and vote. Biden's their nominee. Why bother? We got to do it on the Republican side. The results are going to matter in the media. About 3 minutes left in the unscientific poll. Text me R for Reband, S for Steel, 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going.